The title of today's offertory message is Praise the Lord. And I'd like to have you turn over to Psalm 106. Psalm 106 is a psalm that's written with the thought in mind that the Israelites left Egypt on the night to be much observed. Exactly what we're picturing right now. The night to be much observed is a part of the first day of unleavened bread. And they went out. And as we'll see in today's sermon, and as we've seen many times before, the Israelites learned a lot of lessons in the course of that trek through the wilderness. But let's begin in Psalm 106 and verse 1. Praise you the Lord. That's where the title of today's offertory message comes from. Praise you the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Brethren, we're supposed to say this when we realize and understand that Christ's blood has purchased us from Satan's hand. We no longer are in bondage. We have come out of bondage. We are coming into freedom. Come across the page with me, please, to verse number 6. And here we'll see that the Israelites were sinners. They didn't remain obedient to God. When they had their eye on God, things went well for them. When they got their eyes on their idolatry and their Sabbath breaking, things didn't go well. We see that in verse 6. We have sinned with our fathers. Now, these, when this is written, we're speaking about the patriarchs in the faith who did come out of the land of Egypt. They sinned, yes, and we have sinned also. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not your wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of your mercies. They were unconverted. They didn't understand God. God worked tremendous miracles, like the Red Sea parting, and yet they just seemed like they couldn't remember it to the next days. But provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. They were all the time disappointing to God. But, brethren, God is faithful. That's why we say, praise you the Lord. Notice verse 8. Nevertheless, even though they were disobedient, even though they provoked God, nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake. That's because, you know, if God had wiped them out, then God wouldn't have a people. God wouldn't have his plan come to fruition, that he might make his mighty power to be known. So we know it now. We're reading this today because they weren't entirely wiped out. He rebuked the Red Sea. He drove the waters back. You know, the wind blew all night long, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. He led them then. He led them for the next 40 years as well. Come over across the page to verse 21. They forgot God, their Savior. No matter how many times God fed them, gave them water, preserved them, delivered them, they forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. So that's what this day pictures. Now let's turn over to Psalm 107. We're praising God for his wonderful works. Psalm 107, let's begin in verse 1. We're going to read a good bit of 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, an understatement. For his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, when he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. We have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let's apply that to ourselves. Brethren, right now, under our own power, under our own will, we would be out in the world. It's Saturday. We'd be going to a ball game, be going fishing, keeping Holy Saturday. Yesterday would have been Good Friday. We've been redeemed from out of that. We've been brought back. Verse 3, and gathered them out of the lands. We've been gathered from all around the world, from the east, from the north, from the west, from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them. Delivered is another translation of saved them. It's what Jesus means, or Joshua means. He delivered them. He spared them out of their distresses. Verse 9. For he satisfies. Let's read verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. We're talking about praise the Lord. For his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse number 13. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them. This time, instead of delivered, he saved them. Again, Jesus is the Savior. That's a reference to Christ as the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. We'll mention that a number of times today. He saved them out of their distress. Verse 15. Again, we see this common refrain. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of Israel. Brethren, how blessed are we? It's an offertory message. We often talk about the tremendous blessings we have received. Where would we be if God had not worked with the children of Israel, if he had not worked with us, if he had not brought us to the knowledge of his way that leads to life? His wonderful works to the children of men. Let's drop down to verse number 20. He sends his word and heals them and delivers again, delivers them from their destructions. Verse 21, our common refrain, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Wouldn't it be great if this world recognized God? Can we imagine what it's going to be like, the good news of the kingdom of God, when everyone is praising God on a holy day like this, and we're not in competition, as it were, with the world. We're not having to fight and claw our way into the church on the Sabbath day. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 29. He makes the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then they're glad because they be quiet. So he brings them unto their desired haven. That's a picture of a calm sea. Verse 31. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Brethren, with God's help, we alone right now, the people of God, know these truths and understand these truths. We are a small people on the face of the earth. It is a precious calling that we've been given, that we can read these verses. That imagine if the world read these things, they would think, okay, thousands of years ago, God saved some Israelites, and they're still having trouble in the Middle East, and, you know, praise God for whatever that's worth. And they can't make heads or tails out of these verses. We can apply them to our forefathers in ancient Israel, and we can apply them to those of us in the Church of God who have been called to this precious knowledge, even right now. And God has calmed the waves in the storm and made it possible for us to be his people right now. Not there aren't trials and tribulations and opportunities to grow along the way. That need be. But right now, we can praise God for all his wonderful works. Let's close the offertory in verse 43. Whosoever is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord.